I'm Jeremy Shea with This News. Most Alaskans who offered public testimony Wednesday on a proposed overhaul of the state's oil and gas taxes and tax credits opposed the measure. Fairbanks resident Cynthia Henry urged House Resources Committee members to vote against House Bill 111. The bill would lower oil and gas tax credits and increase minimum production taxes.
It would be a big mistake to raise oil taxes. I'm certain that the results would be less investment, less production, fewer jobs, and a deepening recession.
Many of those who oppose the bill cite personal experiences or the experiences of family members working for the oil and gas industry. The Nilchik resident Jack Kwasnikov says he has personal experience of the potential change.
When oil companies are profitable, you know, there's more jobs. There's more people working, and I strongly oppose HB 111.
Nearly three-quarters of the people who testified opposed the bill, some even saying that it doesn't go far enough in eliminating tax credits. But Skagway resident Robin Sulfisberg supports the bill. She says changing oil taxes should be the legislature's first option as it works to balance the state's budget.
I encourage you to stand for Alaska and not for oil. Our schools, public safety, and dividends are equally, if not more, important as tax subsidies.
The House Resources Committee will hear more public testimony at a future meeting. 6 to 10 inches of snow are now forecast to accumulate in Juneau during this storm. National Weather Service's winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. today for an area that includes Juneau, Hoonah, Tanaki Springs, Pelican, and Elfin Cove. The service warns that travel will be hazardous. As of noon, a Juneau Police Department dispatcher reported few weather-related incidents today. Meteorologist Edward Liske in the Juneau office says the heaviest snowfall stopped around noon. Another 1 to 3 inches are forecast to fall tonight, and that's expected to taper off Friday morning.
Yeah, we stay below freezing pretty much for the next 7 days at least. So it looks like that snow is not going to be going away anytime soon.
This morning, the Eagle Crest ski area reported 7.2 inches of new snow in the last 48 hours at the base and guaranteed an amazing powder day. Regulators in Alaska have notified owners of private and government wastewater systems in Ketchikan that the systems don't meet federal water quality standards. Ketchikan Daily News reported Wednesday that the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation delivered letters to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough and area homeowners who rely on common ocean outfall sewer systems that the department is establishing new state permits that tighten water quality standards. And a federal agency has begun a 90-day public comment period on a proposed 211-mile road in interior Alaska. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the Bureau of Land Management is taking comments regarding the scope of an environmental review for the proposed Ambler Road. The environmental statement could be used by federal agencies in the permitting process. That's latest from the KTOO Newsroom.